governor wants us to do. So we're going to try and do this as our first electronic meeting. It's also a dry run. We're seeing how it works for the town council. So we'll start out. I ran on the notice. I asked any public comment that would be brought out to be emailed to me by 7 o'clock last night. I've received no emails from any public comment, so we have no public comment on the agenda unless one of the commissioners have something that will fall underneath item number one.
And I guess if many of you are muted, either unmute or if you would add to the conversation by text and let us know you want to talk, we'll pause long enough to get you involved. I'll start with a roll call because I don't know who's here.
Okay.
It doesn't look like you've got a quorum yet.
We don't.
You have, I see Tom, and I have a phone number 503-2727.
That's mine.
Who's mine?
Carrie.
Okay. We can't see you.
Okay. Oh. And then it appears they also have Mark McAllister, Mike Johnson, Rob Armstrong, and Rob Witt. And then here in the room we have Brian Taylor, Eric Bunker, Chip Turner, and Shelly Bunker.
Okay, so who was in the room again?
Brian Taylor, Eric Bunker, Chip Turner, and Shelly Bunker.
Okay. And who did we have as the ones that were on the phone?
We have Tom Getz,
okay.
Russ Witt, Rob Armstrong, Mike Johnson, and Mark McAllister.
So we don't have the rest of the commissioners yet.
So we have Tom, Mark, and yourself, and Eric. So
okay.
I'm only seeing Eric down in the corner of my screen. Am I able to see anybody else, or am I doing something wrong?
You can turn this off. You're not doing anything wrong. We are. The fact that I'm not on camera was deliberate, but we can move that.
Okay, so what about Mark and them? Are they on camera? Or are they on the phone? Or all I see is Eric.
I don't see anyone else. It doesn't appear anyone else has their camera turned on.
Okay.
Mike Johnson just turned his camera on, I believe. Is that?
I don't know how.
No, so. I've still only got Eric, but that's all right. I can hear you guys.
To be honest, I don't know that you'll want to see us, or you just want to share the screen. So, Tom, we can see you. Russ Smith has his camera on. I'm going to have to go get on camera to see the rest of these folks. There are a few cameras on.
Do I have mine on now then, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I'm getting it figured out.
Well, I guess we need to wait for one more?
We need one more to open the meeting, right?
So we have Tom, our Colin,
Mark,
and yourself.
Yep.
Unless I'm missing somebody.
I know Pam was going to try and get on. She already had the other app downloaded.
I know she wanted it to be a Zoom meeting,
yeah.
But then we were limited to time, and so I thought this was better since we've never finished a meeting in 40 minutes.
Never.
Download the app or do it online.
Straight off the
Right, okay.
I mean, do this. It's working.
Yeah, I don't have anything from anybody, so.
Just for the commissioners?
Yeah, it's just commissioners.
Okay, so Eric?
I'm here.
And Tom?
Tom Rollins here.
And Mark McAllister?
Here.
Brent Waterman? Pam Skinner? I'm drawing blanks. Norris, Kim. So who else is here? Who am I missing?
Gary.
Oh,
Waite.
Gary Waite. Gary?
I have fun here.
Okay. Okay.
Who just joined us? 1844.
Pam.
Oh, Pam's there?
Hi, Pam.
Okay.
Hello. I couldn't get it to work on my computer, but I got it on my phone.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, we have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and get started. I did mention that item number one on the agenda was for public comment. I asked anybody to have public comment to email me that. And it would be read here. I've had no emails for public
comment. Does any of the commissioners have anything before we open the meeting? Hearing nothing? Okay. What we'll do is we'll start with number two, Highway 40 agreement and alignment. That's just an update. So the update is that we're still working with UDOT, with MAC, and they're working with Independence to get the highway access at 20. And then, of course, our corridor agreement in place as we work on those two things. So nothing's been done. We haven't had a meeting with Independence besides the very first one. So we're still working towards that end. The COVID-19 has really put a damper on any meeting. So, as you know. Okay, item number three is what I have on the agenda, subdivision approval. Mike has informed me that we are still in concept approval, and he's not ready to do the subdivision approval. So we'll be looking at the concept that he brought. He's picked some of those items we have. Mike, do you want to go ahead and tell the commissioner?
Sure, thanks, Eric. Okay, so Mike, do you want this one up or the other one?
That one's great. Actually, go to the other one, please, Ryan. The first one.
Okay, well, I'll do that while you guys talk.
So, a month ago, we came. So Robert Armstrong and Russ Witt are on both on. We brought forward a concept plan for a commercial site over on Mill Road, and now there were some issues that were. We came back and had to resolve, work on, and so we're coming back now for a preliminary approval. What we're asking for tonight is any additional issues or items to investigate or address, and a preliminary approval for this commercial site plan so that we can then move forward with the costly parts of the project, namely architecture, engineering, construction plans, a final subdivision approval from the town, and final approvals from UDOT. Twin Creeks, Heber Light and Power, and Daniels Water and Irrigation. So all of that costs a lot of money, and we don't want to have to rework and redo this project when we come back to you in May for final approval. So we're asking for a preliminary approval tonight. Last month was concept. What you're looking at is just an initial map of where it sits in the town. You see Highway 40 off to the right, and Mill Road is the vertical road on the left. I want to just kind of point out where we've come from. When we talk about Jesse Mayer's property, he owns the square in red. There's also a rectangle that goes up the Mill Road. That is what he used to own. And what he wanted is his whole backyard, that green space behind his house there. And so Robert traded with Jesse the long, skinny vertical rectangle for this nice square. It's the same. He still has his 1 acre of ground, but that got him a much better yard, much deeper backyard, and it gave Robert then additional frontage that we could deal with. Secondly, what we did is worked with the Wolstenhumes, who live in the home just north of this project, right there, and in exchange for terminating that diagonal driveway that crossed Robert's property and Jesse Mayer's property, Robert deeded to them gratis that a new driveway, not an easement, but owned ground. So that was a quarter acre of ground that was given to them, and part of that agreement is that Robert's going to install a new driveway, new water system or water connection, new power connection, and put that all that in this summer. So that kind of fixed two things for two of the neighbors in this process of rewinding all these boundaries. The third process now is to develop this property. It's in the commercial zone. Russ Witt is buying the south portion that I'm showing to you and desires to build a commercial office project. Consists of five one-story buildings. They share the common entry drive. They share landscaping. They share parking. They will share a sewer system that runs over to Twin Creeks, and we've negotiated with Twin Creeks, and they will share the maintenance of this office park. We have received, since our last meeting, we have received preliminary approval from Twin Creeks to connect a low-pressure sewer system across Highway 40 to the north and hook into Twin Creeks' sewer system. So there will not be any on-site septic system, as we had talked about last month. We also received preliminary approval from UDOT for boring under the highway for this low-pressure sewer line. And we have also sat down and received preliminary approval from the county fire marshal for installing a 20-foot emergency access to Highway 40. Brian, you might point out what that is. It's on the easement across Mr. McAllister's property. They do not need that to be an open road or driveway. It can be a gated emergency access for fire in case they would need to or want to use that. It's not an actual fire requirement, or as I can tell, a town requirement, but the fire marshal did say that he does get to make that decision on when a commercial property should have a second entrance, and he thinks that since it's available, he wants it put in just in case. So that's his requirement, and we can meet that. It would probably gate it. It will not become a public shortcut from Mill Road to the highway. I think I've mentioned all the things that I can think of at this time, but I can answer questions, and Russ Witt can answer questions, or Robert Armstrong, who owns the property, can also answer any questions at this time from the Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, let's start out, and if any of the Planning Commissioners have any questions.
Ryan, this is Mike again. Why don't you put up the second exhibit now?
It's coming.
Thanks. You might even zoom in slightly, if that's possible. So this is the preliminary plat we've submitted that shows the sewer, the water, the setbacks, the landscaping areas. Yeah, that's good. That's looking good.
It's coming.
So that shows the parking, the landscaping, the sewer. You can see the sewer running out to the highway in that blue hatch on the left. That's also the emergency fire access goes out to the highway. We do not own the property, just have an access easement. So we don't really control the UDOT approvals for commercial entrance. That would have to be done by Mr. McAllister when he someday develops that. So our main entrance and primary entrance is on Mill Road.
Okay. Okay, so Mike's showing you where the water and the sewer lines are on that, on this map that's up. Does anybody have any questions on this map?
I don't. It really helped to have them in advance and be able to look at them, so.
So they should have been emailed to you, Gary?
Yeah, I got them. I say it really helped.
Oh, okay.
So I've looked over them, but I don't really have any questions. It looks good to me.
Okay.
I have a question, Eric.
Yeah.
So that access road through McAllister's property, that easement is going to contain both the water and the sewer?
No, just the sewer line going out that one.
Okay. And then
the indication is by that green line.
Yeah, I see where the hash marks are. That sewer line then that is being talked about, Yes, I'm not quite sure if I understand what a low pressure sewer system is. Does that mean it's pumped?
Mike, do you want to speak to that?
Yes, that means it goes to a collection box on site, and then it's, you can see that in the middle. It gravity flows to the box, and then that is pumped through a 2-inch, or actually 1.5 to 2-inch line uphill, since we're going uphill, under the highway and into that sewer manhole right there that the hand is on.
Okay, so it turns out that is a higher access point across Highway 40, and so it does have to be pumped then, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions from commissioners? Not seeing any? I have just a couple of things, Mike.
Okay.
We talked about the 20-foot along the residential uses, so the very southern end is showing a 10-foot landscape.
The code requires a 20-foot setback to buildings and a 10-foot setback to, or a 10-foot landscaping to parking. That would be in traditional 8.21.19.
Correct.
So a landscape, and it requires some trees. I've shown trees every 25 feet. And so number 4 says there should be a 10-foot landscape buffer between parking areas and residential uses, but a 20-foot setback to buildings.
So the 20-foot setback is in item number 1, 8.21.19.
Yeah.
Or any business, commercial or industrial zone, abuts a lot, or in any residential zone or use, there shall be provided a landscape yard of at least 20 feet in width along such property line.
Yes, and then in addition, the setback is increases for building heights above 20.
Right.
And then in number 4, it clarifies it for parking. Number 4 clearly identifies parking, says a 10-foot landscape buffer and residential uses.
All right. When I look at that, it's going to have 10 foot if you're parking up against there. I'm not seeing parking up against there.
Well, all that south thing is a parking lot, that whole south area.
So everything that is having needing the 20 foot along that whole area because you're up against the residential use. And that's what was talked about in our first meeting, was that had the 20 foot. The other one you argued against because that is actually commercial.
So yeah,
where the driveway is.
Yeah, I think you're only right now talking about the south boundary.
Correct.
So I understand what you're saying, but I think your code clearly shows, number 1 says a 20-foot landscape yard, and it talks about setbacks, which would be buildings, because only buildings have those setbacks. And then number 4 clarifies that for parking, any parking lot of 4 or more spaces is screened from a residential zone, and we're going to do a fence. And then also says a 10-foot landscape buffer between the parking area and the residential use. So that's a clarification for parking. It doesn't say 20 foot, it says 10 foot.
Which section are you in again, Mike?
8.21.19.
Okay.
So if number 4 wasn't there, then I would probably defer to your interpretation of 1. But I think you clarified for parking that it's 10 feet. Which makes sense. It's not above ground.
So your interpretation is just where the building is?
Yes.
Okay. And then we did get a clarification on the height. They're not higher than 20 feet, right?
That's correct. If they are going to be higher than 20 feet, we will have to move our buildings.
Right. Right.
And we don't have architecture now, but we're only planning one-story buildings, so I think 20 foot is going to work for us.
Okay. And that's what you'd indicated in our other meeting, so... The other item I have, I can see where you're coming from on the 10-foot. I don't know what the commissioners feel about that one. But I'll move on to the next item, is the parking. When I do your square footage, you need 116 and you only have 107 parking places. The building number 1 got bigger and you eliminated some parking spaces there.
from your first rendition?
Yeah, so parking is actually based on the use. And
right.
Some of these uses, such as research, industrial, manufacturing, wholesale establishments, any warehousing parts don't require the parking of an office. So I know we're, if all of this was office use, then we would be underparked by, what did you say, 10? But none of,
yeah, you needed 116.
And we're at what, 107?
Yeah, you're 107.
Yeah, so once we approve on a commercial site plan, every building will still have to come back and get a building permit and identify the parking spaces for that building. And that's when I think we'll finalize exactly the parking per building. So some of these buildings aren't going to be, I we're sure of it because we already know certain tenants, will not all be office space. A lot of it will be, warehousing or storage space.
Okay.
Similar to what Russ built across the highway, where there's a minor office component, and then in the back is the business end, which is might be fabrication, or and they have utility and storage spaces. So I'm pretty comfortable that when we actually look at, get a permit from for each building, we will be overparked on this layout, not underparked.
Okay. All right. As long as you're aware of that. The other item I have is the right of way on the frontage road on Mill Road.
Okay. I have mapped the Saudi, and we can change that if you want. But I've matched the right of way that was granted. You can see it there. You see the line, right where it says
your blue line. Is that the part that you're dedicating back to the town of Daniel?
Right where your cursor is. Stop. Right where the cursor is the current property line. We're going to go back to that. We're going to go to the right to keep going to that line. That is the dedication line.
Okay, that wasn't clear in your map. That's what I lined up with the Saudi subdivision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric, I will have that exact right away because Heber's already got a dedication, but I know it's at least 72 feet.
Yeah, I know. There's been some question on there. Heber was to the middle of the road, and we're on the other side. So with the Saudi subdivision, we want that line to be lined up.
It is exactly so, extended and lined up, yeah.
Okay, that's exactly what I was talking about because we have a fire hydrant already in that easement in front of the Armstrong piece right now.
In fact, my little note that says edge of asphalt is incorrect. That should say right-of-way, new right-of-way.
That's why I caught it because it said edge of asphalt, and I'm like, that's way out, away from the right-of-way.
That's a mistake on my part.
Couldn't be. Come on now.
I get one.
What? All right. Okay, those are the items that I had. And clearly, I think you've got the parking handled. The only other one I had was the trash container that's at the corner of Building 1.
Okay.
Located too close to that residential.
Yes, you're correct, and I'll move that.
Okay.
We'll put that closer to where it's better.
Okay. All right, those are the issues I have. Any commissioners have anything else? Hearing none, call for the motion.
Hello, this is Pam. Sorry, I didn't have the mute off. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Go ahead, Pam. You have the floor.
My question still is alluding to the setback on that south side, the 10-foot versus the parking lot and the 20-foot. Is that just an interpretation question? Because it's interpreted differently by you and the developer?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just go with his interpretation?
Well, anytime that there's a line, we favor to the applicant. So if there's a way for them to come and say, yeah, this code says this, but this is the way it is, you'll always favor towards the applicant. And so we'll be doing that in this case. Yeah, that's just the way that that's the way the state law reads, is if there's an interpretation between the two that's not definite, that you lean towards the applicant. And so are you saying that the parking lot?
Okay.
Okay.
This is Mike. Let me clarify, Pam, and for all of you, but we are putting a 6-foot solid fence along that property line as requested, and then an additional 10 feet of landscaping that no one will see, by the way, because the fence will block it. But we have the fence and then the landscaping and then the parking lot as clearly delineated in number 4 about parking lot separations from residential uses. So I think we're standing on very solid ground. I know we are.
Well, the other thing I like about it is you don't have any of the parking pointing towards the residential areas. So I know the fence is there, but that'll also cut headlights shining in. I mean, they might still driving in or something, but they're not going to be pulling into a parking spot that shines headlights into the neighboring residential areas.
Yeah, that's very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Pam, you have something?
No, you answered mine. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for me, Commissioner? Okay, we look good. Okay, I'll entertain a motion for preliminary concept approval.
I make a motion that we approve the preliminary concept.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I will second.
Who is that?
Tom will second.
Tom,
any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, seeing none, call for the vote. Terry, will you do another roll call vote, please?
Okay, Pam? Pam?
I think Terry is muted. So, Terry, you are muted, and I can't unmute you. I can only remove you from the meeting for some reason. I believe star 6, unmute yourself.
How do I unmute myself?
Sorry. These other ones I can unmute, but I can't unmute that one.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay. I've got a little microphone icon down at the bottom of my screen that'll unmute. Maybe you've got the same thing, Terry, a little microphone at the bottom of the screen.
Terry is on my phone, and I believe it's star 6 to unmute. And for some reason, I can unmute and mute everybody else, but I can't unmute her. It's not letting me for some reason.
Yeah, I'll just do the roll call vote like she's trying to figure that out. So who's on top of there?
So that's Kerry.
That's
Kerry.
Pam.
No,
Pam's down there.
This came in after the roll call. I don't know who that is.
Who is on 6195? Telephone number. We'll just start at the bottom. Tom?
Aye.
Okay. Pam?
Aye.
Okay, Mark?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Okay, that's enough for a motion to carry. So the motion passes and your preliminary concept is approved. Mike? Russ and Rob.
Thank you, Planning Commission. Thank you, Eric and Ryan.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, that takes us to our next item on the agenda, which is discussion of the Daniel Irrigation Pipeline location. We're still in negotiations putting together a contract, an interlocal agreement between us, and that has not been signed by the irrigation company. So that's still in the works. I can report that back to you. Do you have any questions about that?
So is that Eric, do you think that's going to happen this year?
I don't know if it's going to happen this year. They're reluctant to sign the agreement, so that's where we're staying.
They're reluctant? Is that what you said?
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a reason why?
They don't like it.
Well, all right. So I'll make a comment at this point. I'm thinking this through the whole thing, and I'll just say it out loud right now. I think the town needs to be very careful that we don't get caught and backed into a situation where we're going to be on the short end of things. I think that we need to not sign any blank checks. I think we need to be careful. I think it's wonderful to work with the irrigation company and have the service that they provide, but I just would like us to be careful. That's all I would say.
Thank you, Tom. Is there anybody else want to comment on that particular item?
What part of this agreement do they not like?
They pretty much indicated that the whole agreement, they just want an open check to run.
Yeah, that's what I don't want them to have. I think we need to be very cautious.
Okay. Any other comment on that item? Okay. Moving on, the next item on the agenda is the planner report. So we've got several applications that are out. You guys have viewed them, and we did emails for the vote last month. We're still working through some issues with the fire and health on a couple of these items. The ag permit is, they're holding them up. Fire wants some answers, and they have a couple other issues. The wild one, we're waiting to hear back from them on those conditions we put on, of clarification. But, and also the Bush have decided to move their house and not move the water line up in Storm Haven. So that's where we're at on our three projects. Is there any questions from the commissioners on any of those? Okay. Is that working okay, sending that out email? Everybody's able to get to those and look at the stuff we need to... Okay. Good.
Very helpful.
Good, good. Okay, that takes us to item number 6, planning meeting minutes. Everybody have a chance to review those? Is there any changes or corrections? If there's not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the planning meeting minutes as they stand.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Gary, second. Okay, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, call for the vote. And I'll do a roll call again, starting at the bottom. Tom?
Aye.
Pam?
Yes.
Okay. Mark?
Aye.
Okay, Gary?
Aye.
Okay. All right. I still don't know who's dialed in on 6195. They haven't identified themselves, so I don't know if that's a commissioner or a public, so. But that's okay. That's enough to approve the minutes. And so now I need a motion to adjourn.
Can I ask one question first?
You bet.
I hate to back up, but on the planning report,
yes.
Did you go over business license renewals?
I did not. So the license renewals are handled through the town council at this point. We never adopted the code to send them to the planning.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't remember which
yeah.
ones they were in, and I turned mine in and was haven't received it back yet. I was just curious if...
We didn't have a meeting because of the COVID-19, the
right.
town council canceled, and so we are set up for an electronic meeting on our next meeting, and it will probably happen in that meeting.
Okay. That's
we won't come write you a ticket.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We will not fine you or write you a ticket for operating without entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
Okay. That's the first, Mark. Did you
I'll do the first motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Gary, second. Any discussion? Okay, very good. Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll start at the top this time. Gary?
Aye.
Okay, Mark?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
Okay, and so?
Aye.
Okay, meeting sounds like it's adjourned. We'll meet again next month. We'll probably do the same thing if we're still on restrictions. We'll just have to view it as we go. The governor wrote this into the code, so we're actually able to do this without a ordinance or a resolution. However, the town has a resolution ready to be passed to do these so that we can legally do these after this COVID thing is over. But the governor has issued it. Order that we can do these. So, very good. Thank you all for signing on. I will continue to send things through the email for you to, and please respond to all as we do those. So, as soon as I get a 4-vote or a 4-no, then that's enough to carry, and we'll keep these applications moving forward. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.